Hey, Fitheads, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're going to be viewing another Habano cigar. Everyone seemed pretty excited about the Añejados review. This is a cigar today that I brought back from Cuba. I've been kind of waiting to review this for a while, so I'm excited. This is the Ramon Ayones Club Ayones. This is the Edition Limitada 2015. Bought these over in Cuba, brought them back with me. Now, one of the nice things about going down to Cuba is you have an opportunity to try a bunch of cigars, and I know that people are pretty keen on checking box codes. So we, the gentleman Keith and I that went down, we had the opportunity to smoke a few different box codes. The box code that we found to be the superior box code was RAE, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in the written review. I'm really excited to hop in. Ramon Ayones is a marca that's one of my favorites, and this certainly, from my multiple testings down in Cuba, this was an instant box buy, as evidenced by the fact that I bought several boxes. So without further ado, I'll get to nosing, I'll get to toasting, and we'll talk about what flavors are present. So talking about the nose, there's this wonderful tobacco and chocolate. I mean, if you've ever smoked a Cuban cigar, you know that particular Cuban smell off the tobacco, and it's phenomenal. It's just, it's almost indescribable, but this has that in spades. It's maybe a little bit of dry cedar in the foot, but quite subtle. So I'm going to move on to the toasting and lighting here. I'm excited to smoke this and check what flavors are present again. So we don't really talk about pricing per se on the written reviews we do, but on the video reviews we don't. Something to comment on, of course, the Canadian dollar being as weak as it is was a little tough for me. I think the box price or single price of these was $860. So $860, the convertible currency for Cuba. So shopping for this cigar, it was a pretty reasonable price. Come in 10 counts. I've talked about this on reviews before where I really appreciate 10 count box. You can buy something really nice without having to drop significant sums of money on a, you know, 25 count or even a 20 count. I'm going to turn my lighter down here. It's a little hot. So $860 per stick. I mean, with the conversion rate to Canadian, I think we're only getting 67 per Canadian dollar, which is extremely rough. Regardless, it was a good buy. I'm very happy I picked these up. So I'm gonna give this a really nice toast here. Use my V cutter because that's kind of my standard. And really excited to be smoking a Habanos cigar. Don't do enough reviews on the Habanos. Just tough to fit it in the rotation. All right, so we got a nice good toast there without scorching the wrapper. Give this a nice V cut. I know the draws in these are really good. Although the draw is quite tight, I may end up doing a V-cut here, or an X-cut. This is wonderful creamy chocolate starting out. Some great spices in the retrohale, finishes creamy sweet. I'm going to enjoy this very much. One thing to comment on here, on the retrohale, I am getting a little bit of post-draw leather. Very, very light. It only lasts for a couple seconds, and then the sweet creaminess really runs it over. I'm getting a little bit of delayed cedar. It's a little bit drying, but otherwise pretty good. About 5 minutes in, first third's really settling. I'm starting to get some saltiness, which is interesting because I don't recall on the many samples I smoked down in Cuba getting any saltiness at all. So we'll see if that lasts. Might be just a temporary thing. So I didn't really talk about the Club Ayones Vitola here. It's a Gran Corona. So in Cuban tradition, of course, it's measured in metric millimeters. It's 135 millimeters by 47 ring gauge, which, you know, roughly works out to like 5 1/5 inch by 47 ring gauge. So tough to switch to Imperial. I mean, I know that most of the American smoking world, of course, measures Vitolas in Imperial. Cuba, of course, always measures in metric. So it's 135 millimeters, about 5 1/5 Freedom Imperial inches. One thing I don't really talk a lot about on video reviews is the environment you're smoking in. is definitely not the ideal environment for a Cuban cigar. I'm smoking in wintertime. The humidity level is quite low. It's cold. It's like 38, 40 degrees today. When I smoke these down in Cuba, I think I get a lot more nuance out of the cigar. You know, that is the ideal environment to be smoking. It's quite humid. It's quite warm without being excruciatingly hot. And I think from the many samples that I smoked down in Cuba, the first inch was very complex. There was a lot of chocolate with a hint of cedar. I'll talk a little bit about the different box codes I smoked, but the other box codes I smoked didn't have that upfront chocolate note. Really started out very cedary. I'm definitely not getting that off the off this one. This very reminiscent of what I smoked in Cuba, but unfortunately I think the complexity is a little muted, and I definitely attribute that to the environment that I'm smoking in right now. In the 20-minute mark, there is definitely that milk chocolate, and that's the prominent flavor. Underneath that, I'm getting a little bit of hay, a little bit of cedar. Again, I think in this box code, the chocolate is the prominent flavor, and the other one that I smoked, it was largely cedar until about the midway point. Didn't really care for that. It's enjoyable, but starting out with rich milk chocolate, to me, is far more enjoyable. 30 minutes in, I would say chocolate is really the prominent flavor in the first third. Not as nuanced as when I smoked it in Cuba. When I smoked it in Cuba, the first third, it was an instantaneous box buy. There was no question. Right now, as I'm smoking it, I would say it's a box split. But again, I attribute that to the environment that I'm smoking it in. And it could be that the boxes need a little bit of time to rest. They were extremely fresh, being a 2015 release when I smoked it down in Cuba. A lot of times, stuff that's fresh smokes really well in Cuba. You bring it back, needs time to rest, like, you know, 3 to 6 months. One thing to comment on the first third is that the retrohale is very rich, and it's been building as the first third continues on. It started out as a medium minus spices, dialed back a little bit, really at that light plus medium minus mark between the two. But it's rich, it's elegant, it's a nice counterbalance to the milk chocolate, which is really the prominent flavor on the draw. Coming up on the 1 hour mark, as I transition to the middle third, the cedar steps up, very drying in the post draw. I'm not sure that it's running over the milk chocolate, but I would say it's at equal strength to the milk chocolate. So you get that milk chocolate start, then finishes with the dry cedar, kind of wipes out the milk chocolate finish. The Club Iones is definitely a cigar that starts out at a particular level of strength, light plus, and builds as the cigar goes on. As we get into the middle third here, it's absolutely in the medium, medium plus category. You don't want to underestimate this cigar. It's got a lot to it. It's got a lot of body. It's got a lot of strength. And I think the flavor is really hitting on all marks here. So the cedar isn't overwhelming anymore. The spices and the chocolate are in balance. It's got a great retrohale that doesn't blow you away, but it adds, like I said, a lot of nuance, a lot of structure. Very enjoyable. But again, really doesn't smoke the same way as when I smoked it down in Cuba. Hitting the hour and 20 minute mark, firmly in the middle third. There's some vegetal note coming in. It's light plus. Just rounds out the complexity here. I don't recall getting a lot of vegetal when I was smoking the samples in Cuba, but again, it could be the environment that I'm smoking in now, and it could be that the cigars just need a little bit of rest after bringing them back. An hour and a half in the last third here, the spices have ramped up significantly on the retrohale. It wasn't even like a gradual build. I mean, it was sitting at the medium, medium plus level, and it's now definitely in the full, full minus category on the retrohale. The draw is really that combination of cedar and chocolate, although the cedar is quite strong, so it is running over the chocolate a little bit. Coming up on the hour 40 minute mark, more cedar in the last third. Again, the retrohale is quite spicy. It's enjoyable. I'm enjoying this last third. I'm wrapping up the review of this Ramon Iones Club Iones 2015 Edition Limitada. I think the boxes that I bought are going to have to rest a little bit. Again, when I smoked them in Cuba, absolute box buy, and I suspect it's going to rebound. It's just going through a period where it needs to rest. If you can get your hands on the Ramon Iones Club Iones, you definitely want to. This is probably one of the better cigars to come out in 2015 from Habanos SA. Very enjoyable. Hope you like the video review that we did today, and make sure to check out the written review at CigarFederation.com. If you enjoy our videos, give us a thumbs up. We appreciate it, and check us out on YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel at Cigar Federation. Thanks very much.